Shout out to Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you one, yeah. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tear your fucking past, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sabbath Day, September the 9th, 2017. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, wow, got a powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about your thought life. We want to talk about what goes on in the mind that limits or that allows you to have an impact. We did a show a couple of days ago where I talked about I am packed, which simply is a way of saying that you are on earth where you understand how you create contracts or pacts or agreements or covenants by opening your mouth. So every time you open your mouth and make a statement that is a result of having a feeling, that is a result of maintaining a disposition or a thought. So today we want to go further down that rabbit trail, the trail of I am pack or impact. So you having an impact on yourself first before you ever have an impact on somebody else second. And it is this under, over, and understanding of how you are or are not having an impact, meaning how you are or are not controlling your thought life. So your thoughts, my brothers, your thoughts, my sisters, is the thing that allows you to express, expose, and expand your God-given diakonia. So today we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify your thought life. So the Bible talks about something in reference to what we should think and how our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. And in keeping in line with that understanding, it's very important, my brother, that you under, over, and understand that your thought life, again, is your brought life. In other words, you bring about what you thought about. So your thought life is your brought life, meaning your thoughts is how you brought. Your thoughts is what you buy. When you go shopping with thought. So there are some thoughts you need to forsake. There's some thoughts you need to change. Then there's some thoughts you need to replace. There's some thoughts you need to forsake. There's some thoughts you need to change. And then there's some thoughts you need to replace. Now, remember, all of this is because you want to have an impact. All of this is because you want to be authentic. All of this is because you want to be one with the big G. Now, if that is not your intent, then another study, another time. But if your intent is that you want to have an impact, if your intent is that you want to replace your current operating system with a new operating system, if you want to change it, if you want to forsake it. Now, on August the 4th, I decided to forsake my operating system. Now, my operating system was pretty good, but my operating system is one that is based upon deviancy. So my brain works very differently, as I've learned, than other people's brains. So I thought, there's that word, I thought that my brain works like other people's brains. But now I don't. Now I know, I don't believe, I know that my brain doesn't. Because I've talked with hundreds of people over the years, and I'm yet to find one person who's had, number one, life experiences that are the same or similar to mine, and number two, whose brain automatically creates a covert lifestyle like mine. Now, there's a lot of people that are similar, but see, I learned and I was exposed and I got my training from the best. Now, my father, all of my uncles, every male, every black man that I know from the age of 16 down was very covert. They live multiple lives. They carried themselves with a certain disposition. They had a certain mindset. And I assimilated that thought life. I had no idea at the time. But as I go back and I analyze my, for example, one of my brothers, my older brothers, you know, he has like three, you know, he was an 18-wheeler, over-the-road driver. He had like three families, three different states. Nobody knew. Another brother, you know, just recently, well, not recently, it's been about 5 years, passed away, man. This dude, man, wow, crazy. Had a whole, you know, one of the biggest drug kingpins in an entire state. Dude had massive wealth, yet he lived in his little beat-up house nobody knew. Dude molested, raped not only family members, but also did all types of nobody knew. He had this way. Every man I know in my family is a stone-cold alcoholic. We put it that way. They always used to carry, when I was a kid, this brown bag. And I used to just think it was Kool-Aid in it. Because they didn't drink liquor. I mean, they didn't drink alcohol or beer. They drank like hard, I'm talking hard, 100-proof stuff. Now, none of these things I thought had an impact on my life, my thoughts. So I didn't think that being around men who carried themselves in this particular way would manifest in my life. Because I thought that the way that I think was the way that all men thought. Now I know that men don't think like me. And I know that God doesn't think like me. So I was faced with a dilemma because my thought life is what was my brought life. I was buying. I was going to the store and I was metaphysically shopping for certain events in my life, but I didn't connect the event with the thought. So I was over here trying to change my behavior without addressing my thought. Now, I'm not talking about conscious thought. I'm talking about unconscious thought. I'm talking about DNA level thought. I'm talking about membrane level thought. I'm talking about cellular thought. I'm talking about repressed memories, mem. I'm talking about repressed mems. Now, I want to pause for a moment because you need to forsake, you need to change, or you need to replace repressed mems. Now, let me be crystal clear because this message should be a message for my life optimization team, which is now my life management team. So this is a team of saints and knowers who have decided to oscillate and vibrate like the Most High. We've made a unconscious, a subconscious, and a conscious, concrete, chronological, individual decision to be like the Most High. Now, we have departmentalized our thought life. This is how you access the repressed mems that are currently controlling your life. Now, this is very important because for 50 plus years, after all of my studying and reading, this eluded me. And the way that I found this viceroy, now remember, dispositions do not want to be identified. The only way a disposition, quote unquote, that's the new age term. Let's go back old school, pre-1611, demon. The only way a demon can be exposed is if you know his name. Every book, every movie, every ancient text first must identify the demon, disposition. Because identifying it neuters it, castrates it, doesn't remove it, but it takes its power. So it becomes your B-I-T-C-H. It has no power over you any longer. Thus the problem. So how do you identify your thought life that is controlling your brought life? Now, let me make sure you over, under, and understand the depth of the statement that is being made and the importance of the information that is being presented. So everything that is happening in your life that you have no control over, the way that it is happening is because there is a repressed mem that is in your blood cells that was passed down to you from your daddy's daddy's daddy. Now, everything in my life, as I went back and addressed all of the men in my life, not physically, but from my memories, and I went all the way back to every man that I ever came in contact with, and all of them, every last one of them, have the same dispositional problem that I have, every last one. Not one. Now, if you go back in men, look at the men in your life. Women, look at the women in your life. Now, you want to examine both, but men, we biologically assimilate our father's culture, his hidden codes, and his social norms. Now, I am identical. Like, if I wish I could take everybody. I thought about doing an interview with my father, But my father doesn't open up to me the way he opened up with my sister. Now, my father apologized to me through my sister. For some reason or another, he can't, like, talk to me. But he can tell my sister everything. So then my sister shares it with me. So I've learned a lot. And it's even the age by which we do things is identical. It's really scary. So repression, again, leads to oppression, which leads to depression, which leads to possession. You can also add into that recession. Now, let me say that again so that way you can open and understand. Right now, the life you're living, especially if you're a man, now if you're a woman, same thing, except the woman takes on both aspects of the environment. The man takes on primarily the dominant, unconscious, is not spoken, it's the vibe, it's the energy. So whatever is the dominant demon, the dominant disposition of the house is absorbed by the man. Now, women, if you are what is called a phallic female, then women, you absorb it too. But most women are not phallic females. Most women are not masculine. Most women have a feminine disposition that overrides their masculine disposition. There are some women that their masculine disposition overrides their feminine disposition. We call them women tomboys. We call them women, you know, a lot of them women are considered, you know, lesbians or part of the LGBT movement. Now, it doesn't mean that you may have the gender problem as well. You can be a phallic female and love men and be a very girly girl. But we're talking about the unconscious thought, your thought life, that you must forsake, that you must change, or that you must replace today. Because this is the, again, what we're going to be talking about with the next series, which is why I'm doing the show, because the next series is the series of how to be a spirit being, which is spiritualism, which is the science of the spirit realm. So in the next series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify you how the spirit realm works that controls the physical realm. So right now, I physically do something that I will never do again. And I'm publicly saying this so that way everybody that's listening to this show can hold me accountable. So I will never physically do to any female what I've done to females that I've been in the past, and also with my current wife, any female. I will never, that demon is dead. I killed him. Now, what do you mean? Well, the way I deal with problems is, now remember, dispositions are given to you at birth and before the age of 6. Because by then, your disposition is pretty much sealed. Some people say 8. Now remember, everybody in my life, the way that they deal with problems, men, they leave. So if a man, when I was a kid that I saw, men come in and they left. They came in, then they left. I saw my biological father. I saw my aunts. My uncles. I saw my brothers. Every man's problem, they left. They figured out the solution to the problem. They came back. That's what I saw. So I've been unconsciously doing that all my life. I never thought. I knew it was hurting people, but I felt justified because of the mem. But the mem is repressed. Now, we must break down these two words, repressed mem. That's what's controlling your life right now. Women, you got the same problem. So, women, you're doing exactly what your mother did. Now, if you saw your mother take care of your father, wait on him hand and foot, if you saw her cook, clean, do the dishes, if you saw your mother, the vibe, if your mother gave off the vibe that says, serve, every man you meet, you will serve. Now, you ain't going to even recognize it, women, because it's auto. It's unconscious. It's the way you breathe. Right now, I'm breathing. I don't recognize it. I haven't identified it. Right now, my heart is thumping, but I haven't recognized it. It's doing it because it's part of my autoimmune system. It's part of my auto response system. This is what is controlling your life. It's automatic. So you must identify it. You must call it out by name. Then you turn your back on it and you walk away from it. You don't try to remove it. Though if you write it down, if you dwell on it, if you talk about it, if you share it in a therapeutic session, although it's very great, that emotion feeds it. Now, remember, you want to identify it. So in a therapeutic session, and me or anybody else says, let's go back to your childhood. Tell me how you felt when. That's nothing wrong with that. But when you identify the feeling, when you start talking and that emotion comes up, the same emotion that you had when you was a child, when that emotion comes up, that's when you decapitate it. Now, the way that you decapitate it, the way that you forsake it, so that way you can replace it, therefore change it, is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 7. Isaiah 55, verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let me say that again. You're in one of these categories. Probably, if you're like me, you're in both. Now, remember, we're talking about, this should be a private lesson for my life optimization members and the life management members only. I'm doing it in this setting because it's too important to let money be an issue. This message will go out to all my channels so that way the people that listen to this message can also be encouraged. For let the wicked forsake his way. So wicked means you have an ideal that replaces your God-given diakonia. Wicked means hamantano in the Greek, which means living without your lot or your share. Wicked also means iniquity, which means living above and without consciousness or awareness that we call law. So everybody that's listening to this show probably is in one of those two areas. You're either a sinner or you are either an iniquiter. We'll put it that way. Either you are living without the law because you don't know it. All of us are living without some aspects of the law because none of us know all of the universal law. Like this one. What is this universal law? The universe says that everything on earth is controlled by energy. That everything on earth is energy or light. That's the universe says. Since everything is light, everything is a part of the light spectrum, meaning that it's part of the seven colors that makes up the seven ways that we just talked about in the light being series. So in the light being series, you are one of the seven layers of the seven spectrums. So as a light being, if you are, remember, we talked about red and below and green and above. So if you are red and below, that means that your unconscious, your repressed memories is on automatic pilot. You will do the same thing that your father, his father, and every man in your life, because the sins of the father is passed down to the son. The sins. That means your father lived without his purpose. You, therefore, will live without yours. Even if you know it, your repressed memory is going to override it. That's the purpose of the training. The purpose of the course is even though I've been working with Brother Will, even though he gave me my diakonia report, even though I've been talking to him, my dog still don't hunt. Why, even though I know the truth, I can't apply the truth? This is why. You got a repressed mem. That means you got an automatic something in your code. Now remember, the unfolding of the light, the unfolding of the word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. So the only reason that your life is not changing is because you're not unfolding the words that I'm saying, meaning that you don't understand them. Since you don't understand what I'm saying, you must repeat. Now, remember, information plus application equals transformation. Information without application equals duplication, or what I call deformation. So the only reason that you're deformed, which simply means you just keep repeating the same shitness over and over again, no matter how you try to change. Now, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I can guarantee, as I guarantee my wife, I wouldn't have came back to my wife. Now, for those who don't know, in my first marriage, I left my first wife 25 times, 25 years. Second marriage, I packed up all my shitness and left my second wife 8 times, This was number 9. We just started. I looked at my Facebook page, and it says, this day 4 years ago, I was on a cruise with my wife, repairing damage that I had then back then. What am I getting ready to do today? Tomorrow I'm going on vacation, going on a cruise to repair the damage that I did to my wife. I've been doing this shit for 60 years damn near. Same exact thing over Groundhog's Day, over and over again. So I prayed for death or solution. I don't recommend you doing that. I don't recommend you doing that. I don't. In fact, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm cut from a different cloth. See, I've already lived my life. Some of you people listen to the sound of my voice. You may be in your 20s. You may be in your 30s. You ain't lived long enough to make a statement like that. You can't go to the Father and say, I'm ready to go home. Because you haven't experienced enough failure yet. So keep failing. You're going to get to a point where you're not, failure is not an option anymore. You won't have no plan B and C. So don't do this. I'm just explaining to you what I did. I'm not telling you this for you to go do it. Don't pray this prayer. Because, again, you may not wake up tomorrow. So I prayed the prayer. This is how I remember Matthew 6:6. This is how I pray. That's how I get solutions. So on August the 4th, the Father said, this is what you're doing wrong, Negro. Because remember, you cannot find your life until you're ready to lose your life. I'm ready to lose my life. So when I go to the God, I say, God, I don't want my life no more. He said, okay, you ready. Now, again, I don't recommend you do that. Because God will tell you when you're ready. When you bump your head up against the wall 50 years, when you have 63 times, 68 jobs, you ready. When you start 23 businesses, you ready. When you're on your second marriage, and you're doing the same shizness that you did in your first marriage, and you're on the same course, and you 8 years, this is the 9th year, and you're doing the same shit you did 25 years, and now you're getting ready to do the same thing, you ready. So I'm ready. So I can make this statement. Now, some people can't. So it's okay. I'm not telling you this to try to make anybody feel guilty or try to make somebody, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do that. No, that's not the purpose of today's message. The purpose of today's message is to teach you how to get results in your life. IMRs, immediate measurable results. That's what everybody wants, I think. So everybody wants to be right now without making no changes, without taking no more classes, without joining no more programs. People want to be successful, I think. I think that the most people listening to the sound of my voice, you want immediate measurable results, I think. Emphasis on the word think. Now, my thoughts could be wrong. There's actually some people who don't want results. They just like information. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you're a 7. A lot of 7s and a lot of 11s, they ain't interested in changing. They just like gathering facts. They're intellectual. So if you are a 7 or if you're 11 and you're just gathering information, keep gathering. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with gathering information. But there are some of us, we're not 7s. We're not 11s. We want to get shizness done. That's why I'm at right now. So if you want to get shizness done in your life, now, if you want to keep the same, you know, Groundhog's Day, if you want to keep the same record, okay, gather the information, file it away, that's cool. But for the people who want to change, number one, let the wicked forsake his way. That's what I did. On August the 4th, I said, hold up, I'm wicked. How do I know? Wife crying. Kids are angry. Bills are not getting paid because I decided to pack my shizness and leave. Because I want to solve a problem. Now, I solved the problem, but I created other problems. So that means that way of solving problems doesn't work. So I say, Father, I need a better way of solving problems. And so the Father gave me a better way of solving problems. So I implemented that way of solving problems, and it changed the vibe, the tone, the air. It changed everything instantly. And it even goes back. Because remember, as I stated inside of the light being series, photons exist outside of time and space. If you change one photon in reality, it changes photons past, present, and future. That's why I say you can go back and you can rewrite history. Now, That's a little outside of most people's understanding. So we're going to save that for another time. What I need you to understand right now, today, is you can have a positive effect on people that you hurt in the past. They'll forgive you. They won't know why, but you need to know why. You hurt somebody in the past. If you can figure out in the present tense, you go back and you change. Now, remember, every photon has what is called quantum entanglement, means that they are entangled, because really there is no such thing as the past. There's no such thing as future. The only thing that exists is the present. When you change the present, you change the past and the future. But again, that's another study for another time. But the way that you do it is found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says something like this. It says, "So shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereby I sent it." So my brothers and my sisters, let's go back up to Isaiah 55, 7. Let's go down. Let me give you the step-by-step process by which your word, when it goes forth out of your mouth, it shall not return to you void. That means it has to work. That is why this is so dangerous. What if the wrong word goes out of your mouth? It's going to establish the wrong results. That's the only thing that you're doing wrong. The only thing that we are all doing wrong is we don't understand how powerful we are. So we make statements in the heat of the moment because we're angry. And we don't understand that we are actually changing and we're actually rewriting history. Your words create your WHIRL, which is, again, there is a world that goes on inside of your DNA. On your DNA level, it turns on your DNA. Now, remember, we broke down in the light being series. All light beings, when they speak, it unlocks DNA. The language, I talked about this last night, the language of light. So everybody that's a light being, you got the show that I did. I emailed it last night. That breaks down liquid light, language of light. If you check your email, you got it. If you're part of the light being series. Now, that means that there are the seven keys of language that unlocks what is called a codex, which is the codon. It turns your code on. It turns it off. So your codes are turned on by the language that you speak that activate the light matrix inside of your DNA. So you have an invisible DNA structure that is behind the physical DNA structure. This is called the liquid light lattice or latex or matrix. Everybody has this invisible DNA. This invisible DNA is activated when that word goes in. But it's only words that have the frequency to activate the code. Now, your DNA responds only to your voice. If you never say the right word, and not verbally with your larynx, but spiritually with your spiritual voice. Now, I broke that down. How do you speak spiritually? All you got to do is read to yourself. If you pick up a document, Isaiah 55, 7, read it out loud. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord. And he will have compassion on him and to our God. So you must return to the Lord and you must return to our God, which means the Lord, which is all caps, which means fictitious person. That's your ego. That's the fake you. Look at the scriptures. Then go to the IRS.gov website and ask, when you see a word in all caps, what is it? According to the IRS, let me read it for you because I got three of them. It's called a corporation. A corporation is a fictitious person. Every time in the Bible you see the L-O-R-D, it's talking about the fake you, your ego. So, again, Let him return to the Lord, fake person, and he will have compassion on him. Then let him go to our God. Then he will abundantly pardon. So all of your sins, the thing that you did wrong, the people that you hurt will pardon. Now the people are not going to pardon you. You are going to pardon yourself. Remember, people treat you the way you treat yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, nobody else is going to forgive you. People ask me all the time, well, Doc, now in my first marriage, I wish I could bring my first wife on here, because people will tell you, my current wife doesn't know how me and my first wife get along. Because she say, and everybody who knows my first wife, everybody who knows, believes my first wife should put a bullet in my head. I believe the same thing. If I had done to myself what I did to my first wife, I would put a bullet in my own head. But there's something called a pardon. Verse 8 says why the pardon exists. Verse 8, Isaiah 55. This is why I'm alive. This is why I've had 68 jobs. This is why I had 23 businesses. This is why I got a brand new car in my driveway that I would know with no job and no credit. This is why I live in a house that I wrote the contract, which again was that was done with a title company. No banks, no real estate agents, no non-traditional. This is why my life is impossible. This is why everything that I do is impossible. Everything that people tell me, you're doing what? People paying you for what? My life is impossible. It's impossible, which means I'm possible. I'm having an impact because I'm packed. So I'm signing a pact. I'm making an agreement with myself because I am the Lord, L-O-R-D, and I serve the big G because there's a capital, there's our God, big G, little O and D. So the big G that's talked about in James 3, the father of light, because I understand the light. So I create exactly like God does. So God said in Genesis 1, let there be light. So God said he will honor my word above his own name. And he honors his word. So when I come to God, I could come with my words and I can come with his words. Since my words are lined up with his words now. Now remember, they didn't used to be like that. Until August the 4th. So what happened on August the 4th? Well, I found my purpose, a deeper level of it. I've always had my purpose. But now I am using my gift not for my benefit. I am using my gift for my wife's benefit. Now my goal in life is to make sure that my wife has everything that she needs. That's my goal. Before, my goal in life was me get a convertible Corvette, me put a pool in the backyard, me do stuff. It was for me. Now in my first marriage, I wanted money. Now, after I took care of myself, then I was going to take care of, you know, my wife, my kids. See, James says the only way your prayers is not answered is because you ask amiss that you may reap it upon yourselves. That's what I've been doing for 60 years. So remember, God says that people will come before him and they will say, Father, we cast out devils in your name. We heal the sick in your name. We did this and that in your name. He will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, not sin. So every time I have a problem, I know I don't have a problem with sin. I know I got a problem with iniquity. So I say, okay, what is it I'm missing, God? The word iniquity means living above or living without the law. That means you're violating universal law. What was I violating? I was asking to reap upon myself. God said, this is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. He said, the second is just like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. I wasn't doing that. I loved myself more than I loved God. Because the number one thing in my board, my number one goal was to get, and I'm looking at it right now, my number one purpose in life, 200 people to give me $5,000 in exchange for my product service information that benefits others more than it benefits myself. That sounds real good, right? So I am going to provide more in use value than I'm receiving in monetary value. So I got a system that I want to give you $10,000 to $15,000 worth of product, service, and information in exchange for $5,000. That's great. That's good, Brother Will. You are providing more in use value than you are receiving in monetary value. That's great. However, you are violating the highest law. Oh man, I didn't know that. Why? See, I never saw another man who put God first. So I never did it. I never put God first. The number one law. So I don't give a damn if you got all of these other laws in place. If you're violating the number one law, what's the number one law? The God said that everything can be summed up. So you read all your books, homie. You go and you study Greek and Hebrew. You can speak 50 languages. If you ain't got love, God is love. He did not remember. Love the Lord your God. So it is love, love. Okay, hold up, time out. Let me get this right now. Because, see, we're splitting hairs, Brother Will. But, see, you got to remember, the devil does this. The devil is the linguistical God. The devil hides in the freaking details. The devil knows you're not going to look up every word in the freaking Greek and Hebrew five layers deep. He knows you ain't got enough time because your ass is on the treadmill of life. You too busy earning a living, just like me. So he knew that I would not put love first. Remember, 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, 9, and 10. God will send you a strong delusion if you do not have aletheia. Aletheia means objectivity. Objectivity means consideration. Consideration means the ability to have empathy and sympathy. So unless you got AB blood, you are in deep kimchi. Now, if you got AB blood, you are the most fortunate person on the planet. Why? People that have AB blood, especially AB positive blood, or is it the negative? Actually, AB negative. Now, either one, because both, remember, AB, both is the Church of Philadelphia, which is the brotherly love. So that means in your blood, because the blood, again, is given for the life of the flesh. So that means you automatically have empathy and sympathy built in. So you automatically carry yourself with empathy and sympathy. Everybody else, we have to have it in our head and then let it trickle down into our heart so it can manifest through our gut. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means that I, in my repressed memory, have something there instead of love. And unless you go in, identify what that something is. For me, it was mammon. I don't know what it is for you. I had to take out mammon and I had to put in the big G, Yahuwah. And then I had to put in his son, Yahushua. Now, I don't know what's in your, who you got hanging out. It could be Belfagor. It could be one of the seven deadly sins. They all got seven deadly demons attached to them. Which one you got? Maybe it's gluttony. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's smoking marijuana. I don't know what you got. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's licentiousness. Maybe it's wrath. Maybe it's anger. All I know is something is in there because that's the only way you're not successful. Because if you put God in the number one spot, God puts you in the number one spot. Remember, God only responds to God. He doesn't respond to the mother seven demons or dispositions. That means you got another disposition inside of there besides love. Because when you say God, nobody knows what the hell that means. When you say God, well, who is God? What's the definition of God? Everybody got a different definition. So take out God and put in love because God is love. He didn't create it. He is it. So therefore, do you love love? Do you love to love people? Let me think for a moment. Probably not. You love money. You got a love of money. Brother Will, I don't know about you, Brother Will. You got a love of women, Brother Will. You got a love of shiny things. Now, remember, the definition of money is architecture and shiny things. When I was 21, I was riding around in a convertible Rolls Royce and a convertible Bentley in Cardiff by the Sea. Look that up. Go to Google and type it in. I was in Coronado Island. I was riding through Santee, Lemon Grove, places right outside of San Diego, California. I told you guys the story. But what were we doing? Buying architecture called real estate. Remember how I made my first meal? Remember I told you guys the story? My net worth when I was in my early 20s was over $1 million. How did I do it? Real estate, buying architecture. What is the definition of money according to the Old Testament? Architecture, shiny things. So I would ride around in my convertible. I had a 190E, Mercedes 190. And it had rims on it. Because why? Shiny. Go to the hood. What do you see Negroes with? Shiny things. Why do rappers wear jewelry? Shiny. That's mammon. Anything that shines, mammon. So I got to get rid of mammon. That's the repressed memory, because remember where I came from. No running water, no electricity. You think I want to go back? Hell no. I told mammon, let's go, dog. Me and you, we're going to hang out. So me and mammon, we've been buddies all the way up until August the 4th. When I told him, hasta la vista, baby. But I couldn't find him. Therefore, I couldn't remove him. Because mammon ain't stupid. He hid. Because the moment I identify him is the moment that I remove him. So there is something that is repressed that's inside of your genes that is not allowing you to forsake your way. That negative habit pattern, and for men, a lot of men, it's either mammon or it's lust. Women. I had both of them suckers. Thankfully, I didn't have no drugs and alcohol. That was not my issue. But I had the other two. Chi-chis and buttocks. And then I like shiny things, a.k.a. money. Them was the two ruling dispositions I had to get rid of and replace it with love. Now, when I see when I see my wife, guess what? I don't see a meal ticket. And I don't see tits and ass. I actually see a person to love. No, I ain't trying to get nothing. I'm trying to give. And my wife is freaking out. So she was like, hold up, time out. Is there like a catch to this? Like my wife is really freaking out right now. So tomorrow we're getting ready to go on a cruise. Same thing we did last year. So what's different? This year, I'm not going on a cruise trying to buy nothing. I'm not going on the cruise. I'm going on there to love my wife. It's for her, ain't for me. Total different perspective. Total different intention. Why? I put God in the number one spot. Love the Lord your God. What is God? Love. So I'm supposed to love, love. What does that mean? Sympathy and empathy. Now, I was talking with a client. I'm not going to say this client's name, but man, he or she or whatever, this client, man, I was like blown away because this client does this automatically. This client, he, she does things during the life of the relationship with people and the life of the relationship with things and the life of the relationship in all four areas that is very empathetic, meaning the ability to, now remember, a light being has this ability, the ability to sense in other people before they can sense it in themselves. So this particular client has this ability to put themselves in the other person's shoes before or without the other person asking and make choices and decisions that benefit the other person more than it benefit themselves without the other person asking. So when this client unfortunately or fortunately does this, either the client, now if the person is like me, they see sucker. They think, oh, this person doesn't know what they're doing. So their ego says, take, 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 take. But the client or this person, again, has a built-in system called a spirit. It's called discernment and intuition. Now, remember, those are the two things light beings have. They have discernment. Something goes off that says, time is up. Now, nobody else have this. It's called discernment and intuition. The ability to see in the dark, and the ability to know what you're looking at while you're in the dark. Now, this is what the wicked don't have. This is what the unrighteous don't have. Now, remember, let's break down these two words really quickly so I give you the formula to success. Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake. So the word wicked comes from the word Rasha. It's spelled R-A-S-H-A. Rasha. Now, the word Rasha, it means guilty one, guilty of a crime. The word Rasha means criminal act, basically. It means wicked act, guilty. So it means condemned by who? You. So remember, if you're wicked, that means that you are guilty in reference to civil relations, not necessarily criminal. It means deported, it means troubled, it means vexed. Now, notice it's all in your head. This is the craziest thing since sliced bread. Wicked people are wicked because they're civil relations. Remember, there's two types of crimes. There's civil and then there's criminal. Now, criminal acts, that means that you have malicious intentions. Civil acts, you can be convicted. Remember O.J.? He was found innocent of the criminal act of killing, what was the name, Nicole? But he was found guilty of the civil act. So civil. So if you have civil, so that means that you know you did not intentionally do something to hurt somebody, but you know you still, your act caused pain. Let me say that again. So I know that the way I live my life, I don't feel guilty. Because I know I have no criminal intention. So I don't feel bad. But civil, this is how the devil got me. I know that leaving my wife with all the bills and just packing up, she coming in the way I leave, what I've done, my first marriage and my second, I know I would not want that done to me. So civil, I felt guilty. Bam, devil got me. I got to forsake that. Isaiah says, let the wicked forsake his way. What way? I cannot do acts or deeds or plant seeds that hurt people, because that's the opposite of love. Love doesn't hurt. Newsflash, but the will. So if I do anything that hurt people, that's not love. I don't care, but the will, how you justify it. Just because it's not a criminal act, the road to hell is paved with good intention. All my life, I've been saying, hey, man looks on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart. So I justified, because Mammon gave me the verse. Now remember, the devil knows the word of God better than you do. So he's going to give you the scriptures to justify your behavior. So he gave me the scriptures, and I said, hey, keep going, Brother Will. This is a good way to solve problems. Pack up your shit and leave. But you're hurting people. God knows my heart. He knows I don't really intend to hurt people, so I'm going to keep doing it. So I use scripture to justify bad behavior. And dog don't hunt. But I did it. Why? I didn't understand the depths of the statements. Remember, your words create your world. It is your responsibility to unfold, to unpack the words that you use. They create the world. It is only when you unpack the word that you get light, which gives you understanding, so that way you're no longer simple. According to Psalms 119, verse 130, which we did 7 hour series of, and then we just finished. Now, if you don't have that series, you might want to pick it up. Anybody that don't have it, I still give you the discount price today, $49. If you don't got it already, you need to get how the entrance of God's words unfolds light, and it gives understanding to the simple. So what I'm doing right now is I'm unfolding the word so it can give you light, understanding, illumination, so that way that gives you power, dunamis power. It gives you understanding, so that way you're no longer simple. That's how you, again, replace thoughts. So that way you think like God, which is what the end game is. So wicked, again, simply means civil, nothing criminal. See, everybody listening to me, if you're smart, see, the problem with being very intelligent, if you're a 7 or if you're an 11, please listen to me. The problem with being a number 7 or a number 11, I'm not even a 7 or 11, that means you're very intelligent. And the fact that you're so intelligent, you think, Brother Will, that you're more intelligent than God, Brother Will. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking to myself. I actually thought that I had this shit figured out. So just because, okay, I don't have no criminal intention, okay, Brother Will, that's cool, but what about the civil? Well, yeah, you're civilly guilty. That means that you caused pain and hurt to somebody. Did you do that? Yes, I did. Guilty. And that means I need to forsake that. Number two. Number one is the wicked. Number two is the unrighteous. So let's say you're criminally good and you're civilly good. You know, you're not wicked. But what about, are you unrighteous? Now, the word unrighteous in the Old Testament comes from the Hebrew word aven. Aven. Now, the word aven is crazy. It means troubled. It means idolatry. Now, the word idolatry, I love that word because it means, look at the word idolatry, turn it around. It's spelled I-D-O-L-A-T-R-Y, which means try a idol, which means idol, which means stop. So let me make sure you understand what unrighteousness means. Unrighteousness means that you stopped. You ain't got no energy. So when you try an idol, now an idol is a thought that's in the place of God's. Now remember, I had a thought or an ideal. My thought, my ideal was get 200 people, pay me $5,000 for my product, service, and information that's worth $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. That's a win, win, win. That does not violate any lower law. However, the supreme law, it violates. Because the supreme law says, I should be doing this for the sake of love, not for the sake of money. So I was violating a higher law with a lower law. So therefore, I was guilty. But troubled means, unrighteous means that you are afflicted because of iniquity. Meaning that because I don't have Psalms 119 verse 130, understanding, it creates trouble in my mind. Now, pretty much everybody I know, this applies to. Trouble means that you got concerns. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that has no concerns in life? That's what I thought. See, the word trouble means it's trouble of iniquity. Now, trouble of iniquity, now iniquity means living without the law or living above the law. You think you're better than the law, Brother Will. See, I thought I was smarter than God. So that means I got a trouble. That means that my mind is like, oh, yeah, something's off in my brain. So idolatry means try an idol. An idol is a thought or a thing that you put before God. Idolatry. Now, is there anybody who have thoughts that's not based upon love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might? Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. So we all fall into that category. So we all are unrighteous because the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. That's why I was asking the question. But remember, I never asked a question that I don't already know the answer to. I just want to see if your answer is going to line up with the scripture and the science. So science tells us that we are unrighteous, but we are unrighteous because we don't understand the law. Now, if you understand the law, that means that you understand quantum physics. If you understand quantum physics, that means that quantum entanglement states that thought is outside of space and time. That means a thought that happens in 1840 affects thoughts that happened in 1530 and thoughts that's going to take place in 2050. Think for a moment about that thought. Now, I pause for a moment so that way I can give you the smoking gun, Isaiah 55. Now, remember, we are replacing repressed memories. We are replacing them. And the way that we are replacing them is we are forsaking our way. And we are replacing our thoughts. That means stop doing what you are doing. But Brother Will, that's easy for you to say. How do you do that? By understanding that I know that you are not doing this on purpose. No man intentionally harms his wife or his girlfriend. But your actions are causing her to feel something. And you are still doing it because in your mind you're justifying your behavior because you're saying to yourself, Brother Will, my intentions are good, brother. I hang out late and I'm doing this. I know my wife or my girlfriend doesn't like it, but I keep doing it. Why? Because I ain't caught. It's not a criminal act, but it's a civil violation of a civil right, which means she has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hanging out with you, she's not happy. How do I know? Tears rolling down her cheek, Brother Will. So you're violating her rights civilly. That's wicked. Stop doing that. But I'm not doing nothing wrong. It doesn't matter. You still making another child of God feel. So you talking to another female. You ain't sleeping with her. But your wife say, you know what? If you talk to these other females, it makes me feel. Okay, you need to get over it. That's what I used to say. No, that's not how it works. Spiritually, you're violating spiritual law. Therefore, you can't go to the universal, the big G, and expect the big G to respond. Number one, you got to stop being wicked. Wicked means you're violating civil, not criminal law. Then you got to stop being unrighteous in your thoughts, not in your actions. Wicked is your actions, but unrighteous is your thoughts. Now, how are your thoughts unrighteous? You got a concern. Now, this is crazy. Hold up, time out. So you telling me I got a valid concern, God. I looked in my bank account, and there's zeros in there. That's a trouble to mine. God says, did you look in my bank account? Because you're my son. And I own a cattle on 1,000 hills. I told you, why worry about what you shall eat and what you shall drink? See, since you don't know God, you are violating God. That's unrighteous. It's unrighteous for you to be depressed. It is unrighteous for you to be in a state of fear. It is unrighteous for you to be worried. It's unrighteous for you to have fear, doubt, and unbelief. It's freaking unrighteous. It's disrespectful, bro. You are disrespecting God. The fact that you carry yourself the way that you do is disrespectful, Brother Will. I didn't know that until August the 4th. Because I'm chugging along because, remember, the entrance of God's word. When you unfold it, the word interest means unfolding. Now, God's word is a particle. It is a photon. So a photon is a package of light. You got to unpack a package. Now, every time I get a package, I unwrap it. I open it up. Then I look inside and I take out what's inside. I say, look at this. Are you doing that with the word? Every word got to be unpackaged. The word of God is a photon. God is a photon. But we got all these photons. And they are not unpacked. It's like you got, however old you are, that's how many presents you got that are unwrapped. I mean, that needs to be unwrapped. They waiting for you. God is waiting for you to unwrap these words so that way he can give you the present that's inside. It's called a pardon. That's what we read in verse 8. And he will have compassion on him. And he will abundantly pardon him. That was verse 7. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not like your thoughts, nor my ways like your ways, declares the Lord. Now notice the Lord in that verse is in lower letters. That's not talking about you. Now remember, when you see the word Lord in all caps, it's talking about you. L-O-R-D, all capital letters, fictitious person. That's you. You're a fictitious person. You think you are you, but you're not you. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a fictitious body. That's you. Then you see the word Lord, capital L, little O, little R, little D. Not talking about you. Now it's talking about Elohim. It's talking about the big G. Then verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth. That means your head is higher than your body. That means that God, his frequency is higher than earth's frequency. Now, earth vibrates on a frequency that is lower than heaven. The terrestrial realm oscillates on a frequency that is lower than the celestial realm. That's all that means. Then verse 9 says, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That's where we want to go. That's the purpose of the seven-hour series I just did. That's the purpose of the next series that I'm getting ready to do on spiritualism, that's going to explain to you the invisible realm that you can't see but controls your visible life. If you don't know the details, the devil hides there. So I'm going through life doing the same business over and over again until I decided to do what the Bible says. No man will find his life unless he's willing to lose it. See, I was not willing to lose my life until August the 4th, this part of it. Now, I've already said the same prayer with other parts, but when it came to relationships, I never said that prayer. Now, I've talked about that before on many other shows, which takes me to verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, now remember James 3 says, all good gifts come down from the Father of lights. So the Bible, this is saying, now your words is being compared to rain and snow. God's words are being compared to rain and snow. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, I'm already out of time. That is a whole series, 7-10 hours by itself. This is what, when you open your mouth, better yet, when you have a thought in your brain, now we're talking about your thought life. Every time, man, I hope y'all get this. Every time you have a thought, this thought is, now remember, the whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the right, good, it also has the potential to swing to the left, bad. So if my words can bring rain and snow down from heaven, and it does not return without first watering the earth. In other words, it adds photons, as we talked about in the last series. Certain thoughts create photons. Other thoughts destroy photons. Man, let me tell you that again. Purple thoughts create photons. Red thoughts take photons. So you are angry dude or dudette. When you, whoever you're with, and they are angry, they taking your photons. That's why your ass is tired all the time. That's why your mind is troubled. That's why you can't, you seem a little off. You are hanging around with a photon taker. Because they're red. But what if you hang around with royalty? What if you hang around with somebody who creates photons? They can give you some of their photons, which is packages of light. The words that I speak, they are life. That's what this Bible says. So are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. Your thought life is off, homie. That's it. You are thinking thoughts that you want to reap upon yourself. Every thought you have benefits you. Think about it. Think, man. Now you're going to do what I did. See, this is what I did. No, man. I want to create thoughts. I created the life optimization course to help people to optimize my life. You did, Brother Will? Yes, I did, God. Okay, well, why is your goal in life? Why is your goal to get 25 people, I mean to get 200 people to give you $5,000? Why is your goal not to get 200 people to optimize their life? Do you see what I'm saying? So my goal, on my goal sheet, I did not change until God told me this. You telling yourself because you're lying to yourself. It's called self-delusion. You're really good at it, too. So you need to sit your ass down so you, I can undelute you. Well, hold up, God. I got good intentions. Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Because you're not committing a criminal act, but you're violating people's civil rights. Well, not me, God. You don't know. Come on. I'm Master Teacher 33. Yeah, but why your wife over there crying? You making everybody else happy, and you're disrespecting your wife and the children and the dog, too. Well, you know, they're not on my level, God. That's the problem. Who the hell made you God? Why do you think your dookie don't stink? Well, I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm an intellectual guru. You don't understand. Now, you don't understand, because if you did, there's no way in hell you can step on somebody else's back while you're trying to help somebody else. It is not humanly, it is not, let me rephrase that, it is not spiritually, biblically possible to disrespect somebody while you're trying to respect somebody else. That dog don't hunt. So I had to go back because I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what. God said, I'm not in the number one spot, homie. But God, you are. No. Money is in the number one spot. You just worded it in a way to make you feel good. But everybody else feels bad because you're disrespecting my people. Love. You got a love of money. You ain't got a love of me. So let me make sure you understand the depth of what I'm saying, brother and sister. Because if what you are doing is doing this, verse 10, Isaiah 55, verse 10, this is the smoking gun. This is how you know your operating system is right. This is how you know your operating system is wrong. For the rain and the snow come down to heaven, and it does not return without watering the earth. Are you watering people? When you walk past people, do they feel good? Are you adding photons? Are you taking them, brother, sister? Number two, after you water the earth and then you make it bare and sprout, are you making people grow? Are you helping somebody? And furnishing seed to the sower. Hold up. You mean to tell me my job is to not only help you grow, my job is to give you the seed by which you plant to grow. That's my job, and I have not been doing it, but I'm on the job. Now, I'm going to give you seed. Brother Will, I want to invest in your program, homie, but I ain't got the money. No problem. Hang out. I'll give you the money. I'm not going to give you the physical money. I'm going to give you the spiritual money that you can create your own. That's my job. It's to furnish seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So let's say you're hungry and you need some bread. My job is to give you bread because you're an eater. And how am I going to do this? Verse 10. So will my word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire. Ooh, smoking gun. What I desire. Since I desired very little, what did I desire? I just desired 200 people to give me $5,000. So that way, again, I can reach my monetary goal. That's my goal. That's too small. Everybody listen to me. Your goal, too little. Scrap it. Throw it away. You serve the creator of the freaking universe. Any goal you got is too freaking little. That's why God's not responding. He's not impressed. Man, did you read verse 10? You're supposed to make it rain and snow. And it's supposed to come down from heaven, not up from hell. And that means, now remember, according to the electromagnetic spectrum, green grows up. Everything, every color below the electromagnetic spectrum, green below the blue green, remember it was yellow, it was orange, it was red. Each one of them corresponds to a certain disposition of the seven deadly sins, the seven demons, the seven ways of thinking. If you are in one of those lower areas, you're not making it rain and snow. It's not coming down from heaven, your head. It's coming up from hell, your root chakra, your nuts, your ovaries. You thinking with your little head, Brother Will, not your big head. Get your shizness together, homeboy. I'm talking to myself. So on August the 4th, I stopped trying to sow my damn seed. And I'm starting to help people with their need. So that way I can make it rain and snow and make it come down from heaven, not up from hell. And it will not return void. Why? Because I'm watering the earth. I'm making it bear fruit, making it grow. I'm furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So if you do that, your word goes forth out of your mouth. It will not return to you void. Without accomplishing everything that you desire and without succeeding in the matter from which it was sent. That means that it must accomplish what you desire and it must succeed in the matter for which it was sent. Therefore, you have the wrong desire. You have the wrong matter. You got the wrong mission. So if you correct your mission and if you correct your desire, bam, wealth, health, wisdom will chase you down, tackle you, and jump in your pocket, whether you want it or not. This is icing on the cake. This is just the result of changing your thoughts. You thinking the wrong thoughts, they too little. You thinking about yourself, man. Everything you do is about you. Everything is about how you feel. Bump your feelings, man. How about you help somebody else? How are you making other people feel? I'm so worried about my feelings that I'm disrespecting your feelings. Oh, so I'm not. You call me. I'm supposed to be helping. I'm supposed to be encouraging you. Should you encouraging me? I'm supposed to be the master's teacher. It ain't about me. It's about you. My purpose on this earth is to provide you with some snow, to provide you with some rain. And then when I water it, then the watering of the earth, it makes it soft so that way it can sprout. Then once I give you the word that's going to make you soften up a little bit, take out that hard-ass heart and soften it up, then a little sprout comes out. Then that little sprout allows me to add more seed to your soil. And if you're hungry, to add more bread so that way you can eat. And if I do those things, then my words that goes out of my mouth, they can't return to me void. That means my purpose, my mission, everything I'm doing in life, it must work. It's impossible to fail. Impossible. So the only way you are not successful is because you're not, Brother Will, understanding the word. Because the entrance, which means the unfolding of words, gives light. And light is a package. When you take that package and you open it up, it gives understanding to the simple. So everything comes from thought. You have to forsake the limiting thoughts. My thoughts was great. I wanted to create a life optimization course that allows people to optimize their life. Why? So that way all of us could be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Now, see, that dog don't hunt. Now, my new mission statement is, my goal in life is to go back to what I wrote 20 years ago, which is love. Love rich is the coverage. My goal in life is to create a life management system that allows you to manage what God has already given you so that way you can love yourself. And in the process of loving yourself, which is God, you can love somebody else. And through this process of love, it's going to automatically give us wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So my goal is not wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship anymore. My goal is love. My goal is to love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. And my second goal is like the first goal, is to love my neighbor the same way I love myself. I want to treat you the same way I want to be treated. So if I don't want to be disrespected, I'm not going to disrespect you. Those are the only two goals I got. Wealth, health, and wisdom, those goals don't matter. Because if I do the first goal, God will automatically take care of the wealth, health, wisdom, and the relationship goals. Now, it's great to make them. It's great to have them. But don't put them at the number one spot. Put them in their proper place. So when I ask you, what is your mission statement? It should be, love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. That's my mission statement. Now, my operating statement, my other lower statements, yeah, we can throw wealth, health, wisdom in there. But the number one statement, mine was 3 John 1:2. That was my mission statement. But now, that's not my mission statement anymore. I know that God wishes to do exceedingly, abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. God wishes to do exceedingly, abundantly ask or think. God, again, wish that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. Those were my goals. Prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. Then I added, just this last year, relationships. Okay, that's great, Brother Will, but those are all lower-level laws. What's the highest? Remember the greatest. We looked it up. It says the greatest commandment of all. I missed it, man, and I don't want you to miss it. The greatest. I want to be the greatest. Don't you want to be the greatest? Let me close with three things that everybody got to have. Number one, you got to have the need to succeed. In other words, there has to be a need for what you're doing. What are we doing? We are loving ourselves and we're loving other people. Is there a need for that in the world? Absolutely. Number two, you got to have the ability to do the thing in number one, which is number one, Love the Lord your God. Do you got the ability to do that? Yes. How do you do that? Just make a decision. Which leads you to number three. Is it difficult to replace people who do that? Yes. How many people love themselves, love God, and love others? Yeah, not very many. Everybody's angry. Everybody's scared. Everybody's worrying about how the end of the world's coming. How about we? Who cares about what happens in the world? Because love is eternal. Love can't be destroyed. It can't be created. So no matter what happens physically, it will continue eternally because I'm love. Brothers and sisters, I'm way out of time. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. Again, I'll be out of town next week because, again, I'm going to be loving, and I recommend you do the same. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Now everybody's shell shocked. They have Trump. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the San Antonio. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fed home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling at the venue. I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that He gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all His plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in.